Oral historian Sherry Scarborough has been running on tight deadlines. Several of the people she interviewed for her Cotton to Silk oral history project and book are nearing 100 years old, and memories are fading. Their stories bridge American history from the Jim Crow era to today's more diverse workplace.
They started as janitors, track laborers, porters, waiters, baggage handlers, and they couldn't go above a certain level in the company.
Al Holland worked for the railroad for 46 years, beginning as a janitor in 1938. His story is the inspiration for the project's title.
I built a house on 62 cents an hour, cinder block stucco, $9,500. My notes were $40 a month. I walked to work. Couldn't afford a house and a car at the same time, so... Well, that's what I'm saying from Cotton to Silk. We took what we could get. We made a life for ourselves.
Their collective history is a series of firsts, with the way paved by the Civil Rights Act of 1964.
The corporation began to change. The laws changed, and these individuals could then bid on jobs such as clerks, management positions, engineers, locomotive engineers, conductors, all of those positions were denied the earlier generation. There are now vice presidents in the company who are African American.
Junius Hughes worked as the first black machinist for Norfolk and Western, but he tells the story of his father, a porter for the railway.
He'd come home from work sometimes, just totally frustrated, because some little Caucasian kid, his daddy got him a job on the railroad, and he'd have to come to my father to learn how to be my father's boss. The lowest jobs, those were the jobs that blacks could get. And my daddy, he wasn't a bitter man, but he was affected by it. Young kid, but because of the color of his skin, my father had to train him to be his supervisor.
Scarborough also talked with Reverend Carl Tinsley of Roanoke, who has since passed away. He worked at the railroad from the mid-50s to the mid-90s, and he recalls his decision to bid on a better-paying job in the freight traffic department.
I said, I want that job, because I had seniority. He said, I don't know if Mr. Turner is going to let you go. I said, I tell you what, if you don't, I'm going to be the richest black man in town, because I'm going to sue you. I got the job. I went to work the next day.
And in the years following, Tinsley went on to help other African Americans apply for jobs. There are many partners in the Cotton to Silk Project, from the Historical Society of Western Virginia to the Virginia Museum of Transportation, with its own expanding exhibit on African Americans in the railroad, to the Virginia Foundation for the Humanities, which helped with funding, and of course, Norfolk Southern, sharing the archives with Scarborough.
It's the story of opening doors at an equal opportunity, of resilience, of triumphing over difficult odds. It's a story of a people who were denied access, who actually stuck in there and now are the top of this company.
The History Museum of Western Virginia will host an online exhibit of the oral histories posted later this spring. The book, published by History Press, comes out in June. I'm Connie Stevens.
Bye.